We understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993 ESPN.
Craig Scheman, Pete Shepard, Scheman and Shepard on Southwest Florida Sports Leader, 99.3 ESPN. Thanks for checking us out on a hump day Wednesday. If you want to jump on board, we have a myriad of things that we're talking about and nothing that we're talking about, all strangely unique today. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776 is the phone number. We also have to recap, because we were talking about it this time yesterday, just for those of you who are curious and want to be involved in our lives. We had our company Christmas party last night. By the way, it was outstanding. Food was good. Drink was good. Camaraderie was good.
Mm-hmm.
Prizes were, I mean, door prizes.
Off the charts.
The drawing was
off
incredible.
The charts.
So we'll get to all that, because at the end of the night, we all made it home safely. But Chris had a bit of an incident that we will get into in just a few moments. He had a little, shall we say, difficulty getting home. His, well, his wife was going to be his ride home. She left him. So she was the designated driver.
She left me at the bar.
Yeah, she bolted.
I'm still married.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant. Good,
right.
Good qualification
yeah.
there. Thank you. So we'll get to all that. It's a story worth rehashing.
I think it's good on the home front.
Well, you don't know till you walk in the door tonight, because you really haven't. You haven't
we'll find
any,
out.
You haven't had good quality time with your wife since before the party last night.
Since the party last night, yeah.
You know how, like, emperors would have testers when they have their, you know, before they eat?
Like a stunt double?
Food tasters. Yeah, so it's not poisoned. I would have a food taster.
I bet you the little king in Game of Thrones who had that, huh?
All right, so we'll get to all that. But first, let's talk to the people of Southwest Florida on this very chilly Wednesday, but beautiful sunny day as the sun is setting. Scott in Fort Myers wants to talk a little Gators with Scheman and Shepherd. How are you, Scott?
Hey, Scott.
Guys, I'm back. I don't ever call twice, and I don't really relish the fact that anybody would do that, but I'm doing it. Chris is making me livid today. He's calling out my Popeyes. Now we called out Gainesville. I'm a Gator.
Yeah.
Don't tell me UF and the city of Gaines was a sleepy town, my man.
I said compare it to Tallahassee, and it's a little bit slower moving. Am I wrong on that?
What, because we don't steal shoes on a daily basis?
No, it's just in my opinion, the bars that I've been to in Tallahassee and Gainesville, Tallahassee's just a little bit more fun.
All right, and speaking of bars, real quick, I'm going to guess how you got home last night, because you're kind of like this eclectic guy.
Got that right.
Rickshaw!
Yes! Well, rickshaw would have been more efficient.
Yeah, absolutely. Could have catapulted him over the fence.
Nothing like making a reference that I don't get.
You know what a rickshaw is?
No, I don't know what a rickshaw is.
Oh, come on. It's a chair on two wheels with two long sticks, and a guy pulls you through the street.
They use it in China all the time. In Asia, they use them.
Oh.
Basically a big
and a Seinfeld episode, believe it or not.
I didn't know that had a name.
Picture a glorified wheelbarrow, but you're pushing something with sticks. And only
two wheels.
Right.
Yeah.
Because a wheelbarrow
has
the one up front.
Yeah. Some have
and
two.
Then,
something like that.
Which make it very difficult to hold it straight. But anyway.
Depends how heavy and balanced the load is. John in Fort Myers wants to talk some Dolphin drama with Scheman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey, John.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Good. How you
Fantastic.
Doing?
Fantastic.
Good. I have a statement and two questions.
Yeah.
All right. Bring it.
All right. First of all, the statement is, comparing Tampa to where the Dolphins play, that's not fair, because where the Dolphins play is almost an hour drive from South Beach.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's Hollywood. It's Miami Gardens. It's nowhere near South Beach.
That's true. Why you get an Uber driver if you're Jameis Winston. Oh,
he's been banned from Uber.
Lyft.
It's not the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Tampa, he can go straight to Ybor in a 3-minute drive and have a good old time.
Okay.
Okay, that's my statement there. Two questions. Number one, I'm going to ask this one, then I want you to answer it later. But
all right.
Did any of you guys do the Elaine Benes dance?
it did come up.
Well, and I'm sure. And two, do you think Xavier Howard is on the
He's on the injury report.
Do you think he is? Because he's going to. Do you think they're trying to pull the whole Belichick move, where you kind of have to plan for him, but you don't know, he might be there.
Well, he was Defensive Player of the Week last week, rightly so. He leads the NFL in interceptions, I think, with 7. But if he's not in there, then McTyre's going to have a lot of pressure on him, Torrey McTyre, if he plays. But we'll see. I know Xavierian Howard's on. I think he's on the injury report right now, but it's only the first day. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
That's a big lie. Obviously, you want
week
him,
to
want
week
him out
with a knee injury.
Week to week.
Yeah. They have changed it up the last few weeks. They're using Fitzpatrick as the other corner. They're letting Xavien Howard follow around the best receiver, which was some. He was following around the fat Kelvin Benjamin on Sunday, and Zay Jones went out and had a day, but anywho.
Well, I think McTyre could have a lot of pressure on him, Davis Tankersley, McCain, all that stuff. And also for the Patriots, an interesting stat that I saw today, I mean, Stephon Gilmore's having an all-pro year, like Howard is. I think they're 0-3 when he gives up a touchdown pass, when Gilmore does, and they're undefeated when he doesn't.
Okay.
Something, little nugget there. Besides the fact that Tom Brady is 1-5 in December against Miami, and with 9 touchdown passes and 10 picks, he is 25-2 against everybody else.
Basically, Tom Brady sucks in December in Miami.
Fact. Can't say
he's distracted with South Beach. He lets his
South Beach ain't near Hard Rock Stadium.
His saggy face gets even more saggy with the warmth, and his pores loosening up, and his face expands. It's tough. It's tough being Tom Brady. I'm surprised Chris has only played the Dolphins song once.
Well, he played it because there's a report from Mike Florio today, about an hour ago, 45 minutes ago, that one of his sources tells him that there is a possibility that Jim Harbaugh would leave Michigan, possibly for the Miami Dolphins, something we speculated, and Stephen Ross is a Michigan alum. Possible.
Possible.
He's also been linked to the Green Bay job twice now. I said from the get-go, from August, that if he lost to Ohio State for the fourth time, that he would find a way out, whether it's on the record forcibly or not.
He doesn't want to go out with that taste in his mouth.
He would for a 60 gigantic job with the Miami Dolphins and total autonomy there.
He's got
to be GM and coach. Absolutely.
He's got easy pickings now. Urban Meyer is left.
Doesn't matter.
There's nothing.
He's going to smoke Ohio State. He lost to Northwestern. He almost lost to him this year.
All right. Yeah. All right. Back to us.
Yeah.
So last night we had a Christmas party. And I think I left around 8:30, 9. Right? You two stayed and then went upstairs 10, 15, for more 10, activity?
20. Yeah.
All right. Chris's designated driver left him, his wife, at the bar. Didn't fend for yourself. Get an Uber driver on home. Chris, would you like to pick up the story from this point?
Yeah. So I don't know what time this was at, but got my Uber. My date has been broken since like the middle of summer. Got hit by lightning.
Happens.
So it's been open.
Yeah.
I was drunk. Kind of forgot about it. And it was like, we pulled up and it was like, oh, blank. The thing's code. So I gave her the code. I guess they changed the code on us.
Oh.
Got an email about that this morning. Thanks. So the code's not working. Yeah. My wife's not picking up her phone to hit the number to open the gate.
She didn't answer your calls?
Mm-hmm. So I'm stuck. I got nothing. Your suggestion was I just sit on the side of the road like a hobo.
And wait for a car to come through.
And wait for a car to come through. This is like, 11-ish at night?
Sure.
There's no guarantees that a car's coming through.
No. You might have to wait a little while.
Right. I want to sleep in a bed, not a rose bed. So, I started to climb the gate.
You climbed the gate? How tall is the gate?
I started to climb it. It's about 10 foot.
Wow.
But then I thought ahead.
Did you?
Because I'm a planner.
Okay.
At least at this time I was. Said, I'm not getting down here injury-free.
Right.
Something's going to happen. Something's going to get snagged.
Yeah.
I'm going to land awkwardly.
Yep.
This could import. So I shimmied my way under the gate.
Wait a minute. How much space is at the bottom of the gate to the ground?
I'd say about 10 inches.
10 inches?
Yeah.
Well, of the three of us, you're the thinnest, but you ain't no 10 inches.
I know I'm not. I thought thin.
Did you shimmy face down or back down?
Face down.
Now wait a minute. As I do recall, you were wearing a nice Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer shirt with a bunch of little sparkly lights that was battery powered and actually lit up. And by the way, you were not the only one at the party wearing that.
No.
It was like a woman going to a party in the same dress as somebody else. How embarrassing. And
this was a man who was wearing the same shirt.
So you're scraping all your little light bulbs off of your shirt, trying to squeeze underneath the gate.
And it doesn't work anymore.
Shocker. And while you are face down on the cement underneath your gate, trying to get your rear end down there.
It wasn't my rear end that was the problem.
What?
It was my gut.
But your gut's face
down. You've lost
right, but it was face down, but still
your back was arched just enough, huh?
Right, just enough.
And while you're under the gate, you were lucky another car didn't happen to come through at that time.
Could have been bad.
Could have been real bad. All right, so what happened? So you got stuck?
Temporarily. I don't want to say I was stuck. Yeah. I had a difficult time squeezing under the gate.
Did you think your life was in danger at any point?
No, I didn't. You kidding me?
I mean, what? if you arched your back up a little bit, you would have got speared.
No, I'm a dangerous guy. Like Baker, I woke up yesterday feeling dangerous. Wow.
Now, does your gate have a bottom straight
I think
bar?
I swallowed a fly. I'm not kidding.
All right, go get a drink of water. No. Or do you have like bars that are vertical that stick down? Like it could have scraped you any number of ways.
No, so there's
one,
right.
one
so
bar.
There are
the
vertical
bar.
Bars, but then there's a base bar where all of the vertical bars go into.
So you're playing a game of limbo, basically, with your gate. And you did squeeze through.
I got through. Got through.
And then,
what's the Mission Impossible music?
Yeah, really. You need some, so you and you get then you walked home from that point, which is not too far.
Not even a quarter of a mile.
Now, you got in the door and you're like, wifey, why won't you answer my calls? I was stranded in distress. What's going on? Any conversation with the wife at all?
Not that I remember.
Not that you remember.
Again, I was...
What all did you knock down last night?
Well, that was the problem. Because...
Yes, it was.
Whiskey, I can do.
Yeah?
You can drink whiskey.
Okay.
So I was drinking whiskey last night.
Okay.
Then people started ordering shots of Fireball, which I get it. It's a whiskey, but it's just got a little more sugar to it.
Was Shepard in on this?
Yeah, he was.
I bought the first one.
That's what sounds about right.
That was early, though. Early.
Then came the coup de grace at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And it's my kryptonite.
Yeah.
And I know it's my kryptonite, and I couldn't stop myself.
Coup de grace, another good word. French word.
Taking the shot of tequila.
Tequila always gets you down.
There was a lot of coffee tequila.
Coffee tequila.
Yeah, yes. Patron XO.
Yeah, which you're really supposed to have just a little bit, and that's enough.
And you had
we have a big, a triple, quadruple shot like they gave us. Right. I had one little sip, and that was it.
All right. Downed the whole thing. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's mixing at that point. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now, I learned something else about you.
And I didn't eat.
Yeah. And you were proud of it.
Right.
Like, I'm sitting here... I'm pounding all this excellent steak, chicken, and seafood. I had the triple combo going.
I told myself, Chris, you're going to actively avoid food this evening.
But you prefer
I had
to
one
go
piece
with the
of
empty
sushi.
Stomach to make sure that buzz starts right away,
exactly.
And then it just builds.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's the wisest strategy, but it probably gets more bang for your buck on the alcohol.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was a good philosophy.
Somebody told me they saw you with a cigarette. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I had my first cigarette since college.
You just went off the wagon.
I did.
I mean, what is wrong with you?
I haven't had have not had a cigarette since my time in Alabama.
Were you accrued a grand total of 3 credits? We established that.
Right.
On the show.
You got Jedi mind tricked by a couple of employees.
Is that what happened? Did you fall into peer pressure last night?
No, I sought it out.
At what point did your wife leave you in the night with all this?
I think it was about 9.
Before or after the cigarette?
Oh, no, my wife left before the cigarette. That's when I knew. I kind of told myself at that point.
It's over.
This is going down a path you might want to turn around.
Resistance.
At what point did you think I might not make it into work with Sheeman and Shepard the next day?
No, I
did not think you were going to be here today.
No, that no, come on. I'm a gamer.
You're a professional.
But I thought maybe you might be a little late.
For the record, I heard around the office there were two people that did not make it in today. That is very amateurish.
And shockingly, one of the people was the person I bummed the smoke off of, and the other person bought the tequila shot.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
And they didn't make it in.
Ladies, right. Fact.
Amateur. Wow.
Really disappointing.
317, not all heroes wear capes, Chris.
So many of our listeners are living vicariously through you right now. They want to be you. It's been 30 years since they've been you.
Look, I had a great night last night. I don't get that very often.
I want to know, though, if you get any heat tonight when you walk in the house.
I don't think so.
No.
No.
In fact, your wife should be getting heat from you because you could say you left me. You left me, right?
Wouldn't that be the ultimate spin,
you have hand. You have upper hand now.
Should I try that?
Yeah. No. Yes. If I were you, you value your life.
Give her the cold shoulder?
No, I go for it. Go for it. You're never going to have this opportunity again.
I sat
again.
There, jaw dropped. I had to go stand in the corner. Because, man, if she had Thor's hammer, you were going to be crisp. That lightning bolt was going right through your body.
Yeah.
Like when he hit Iron Man in the first Avengers. That's what it would have been like.
What a moment.
And
what
Jarvis
a
says,
moment.
An increase of 400% power. He goes, oh, how about that?
941 says smoking always makes your buzz better. I don't know that. I've never smoked in my life. I don't know.
No, that's true.
Does it?
Nicotine. Yeah, it also,
the nicotine mixes
with
alcohol and you're off and running?
Smoking a cigar, sometimes you feel a little more butt. Yeah, depending on, I never smoke cigarettes, but.
Wow.
That's amazing. It's nicotine's a drug. I mean, it's been proven to be addictive. So it's, you know,
wow.
It's what it is.
239, how did Chris's sweater / shirt do in the contest last
night? It's not a shirt. It had an elastic band around the waist.
That was
that
not a sweater.
Means it's a sweater.
Nope.
I'm going to tell you right now, Matt Mangus, who does mornings and does a great job for us at Sunny 106.3, showed up in, I don't know what to call it, a Christmas pajama onesie.
A onesie.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
Phenomenal.
And he won slam dunk the contest. Not even close.
He should have.
Yeah. I mean, if you've got the guts to wear that, you should win a prize.
And he did. he won something big. I won $150 to Ace Hardware. Fantastic.
Won a stupid little Bluetooth speaker.
See,
I was so upset.
Can't even be humbled.
I won the big one.
Hey, Ryan won two.
I couldn't even win the big Bluetooth
speaker. And then people
speaker.
Started handing
the
me their
small one.
People started handing me the prizes. Rick Cecil gave me his automatic wine opener. Ryan gave me his sunglasses. I mean, people.
Ryan
I'm walking out of there with a fistful of prizes.
Good. Ryan won two.
They have ladies' frames.
Ryan won two Fort Myers Monopoly sets. Two.
Pete, it's Fort Myers-opoly.
Is that Fort? I'm sorry,
yes.
But you know what I mean.
I prefer Naples-opoly because I'm a snob.
It's your house down there. You have a picture of an armadillo. Oh man.
401 is saying I'm giving Chris bad advice.
Yeah, I'm not really.
Do not
do
turn
that.
The tables on your wife.
No, we had a understanding. I think.
Did we? I thought the understanding was she was going to hang around and watch you drink and drive you home.
I would.
She left you at the party.
Yeah, we didn't have a time. We had an agreement.
I would first of all
an accord.
Bring home flowers.
Why? He was the one that was wrong here. She should be bringing him flowers. Sorry, honey, I left you. I'm glad you got home safely. I'm glad you weren't drinking and driving.
I'm a very responsible drunk.
I know. Ubered home.
I would bring
didn't attack the Uber driver. Good.
Good job.
Jameis Winston could take
job.
A lesson from you.
I would bring
and
the flowers home
and then scurried
anyway.
Belly down underneath the gate in his gated community.
I would bring the flowers home anyway. Just
where
because.
Am I going to get flowers at this hour?
Oh, come on.
Pick some dandelions out of the back parking lot over there or something.
Those are weeds.
Even one single rose would do.
Why is
she doesn't like roses.
Yeah, she mentioned, you mentioned
it's
that.
The thought.
Oh, whoa. Hold on. Today's the 5th. Dude, your anniversary's on the 21st.
I got a reminder. Okay. Actually, I already made res.
We know we were at FSW that day. You're there, aren't you?
I got
you,
an 8:30 res.
We get the basketball tournament that day we're broadcasting from.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, it's
right.
Friday.
Yep.
Does your wife want to watch some high school basketball for your anniversary?
What do you think we're doing?
Oh, okay.
Then you're going to go to dinner in Fort Myers down there?
No, I got a nice, what time do we have? An 8 o'clock reservation at the Veranda down in downtown Fort Myers.
Good job.
I like that place.
Yeah?
Make the Caesar salad table side.
Really?
You
that's
do bananas
school.
Foster table side.
I would
side.
Think you'd be offended by that. I like that, but that's a real 80s, 70s type of trick. But I like that some places still do that.
All right.
No, it's a quality place.
So nobody thinks that, everybody thinks Chris is in the wrong here when he goes
everybody,
home tonight?
Everybody, and I don't understand it.
I think you're being wrong
I'm
here.
Trying to find this tweet. Honest, and I'm not making this up. I lost it. Somebody quoted Ben Volen of the Boston Globe that said the Dolphins are about to become in full team blow-up mode. I'm trying to find out.
What do you mean?
Like, exactly what it says.
Like when Chris goes home tonight, it's going to be blow up home there.
I don't know if it's going to be tonight, but
explosion.
It's about to happen. This one person retweeted a quote from Ben Volen from the Boston Globe, but I'm trying to find it. I freaking lost it, and then I follow so many people, it can take me a good freaking. And it's not on Ben's site either. I looked on Ben's site. But it's with the rumors that have come out today about Jim Harbaugh and Ross maybe pursuing him, two Michigan alums reuniting.
Yeah.
Harbaugh not ready not to face the humiliation of losing to Ohio State 5 years in a row.
Wow.
Total autonomy with the Dolphins. It makes a lot of sense to me, which is something we talked about for last month. There you go.
239 says I should go to the melting pot. I have a really big issue with fondue places.
Why?
Because it's overpriced. You have to cook your own food. If I want to do that,
yeah.
I'll stay home. And it'll be better than cooking some chicken in some boiling water. Now I'll go for the cheese. I'll go for the chocolate. That's all well and fine. And it's nothing against the melting pot because my wife loves the melting pot.
Right.
I'm just not doing the entree there.
Yeah.
Bottle of wine, some cheese, some chocolate, mm-hmm. Go home. See if you've laid enough groundwork to get lucky.
Apparently not. Although, and here's a little peek behind the glass of our listenership here. The 239 says the best flowers, Chris, that you can pick up are the free ones at the cemetery.
It's stealing from dead people.
That's an all-time awful low.
It's not all time for this show, but yeah, I mean, it's low.
It's close. 9-4, 9-5-4, very optimistic. Dolphins finished the season 10-6. Ryan Tannehill, Super Bowl MVP. Okay.
All right.
We could think that.
Dolphins, Buccaneers, Super Bowl. Two most miraculous comebacks of all time. No.
I would root for it because it would mean old Saggy Face and the Patriots wouldn't be in another Super
Bowl. Saggy
I'm so bored and tired of watching the Patriots.
You know why? You're
afraid. Bowl.
Plus, don't forget, it's a hat and t-shirt game, too.
What does that mean?
It's a division champion. Hat and t-shirt game. Win the division.
Oh, will you print them up in advance, like in September?
Come off it, Pete.
No, but
that's ridiculous.
It's called that for
Throw
any team.
Throw that out.
Hat and t-shirt game.
Stupid.
I've never heard that before. That sounds
all the time. Every
okay,
network
I'm a Lions fan. We don't print t-shirts in advance of championships.
When was your last divisional title?
Oh, it's been a while.
9-7, but Wayne Fonts, right? Yes.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Wayne Fonts, Billy Sims.
I mean, mine's
no,
been
not
08.
Billy Sims. Barry Sanders won one.
A division?
Was 91?
I don't think he won a division
was
title.
Was 91 the last division for the Lions?
No, 91, I think we were a wild card, and then we beat the Cowboys in the playoffs.
Yes, you did. You did. You were it.
Okay. Let's look it up. Hold on. Standing by. Last division.
I think you won at 9-7 under Wayne Fonts back in the 80s.
Okay.
I don't think you should be able to claim divisional titles with a 9-7 record.
Hey, the Oilers, the Houston Oilers won one year at 8-8.
Well, I get it.
Hey, so did
the
Seattle won 7-9, and then they won a playoff game.
So what's the difference between 9-7 and 10-6? 10-6 seems respectable. 9-7 doesn't. Is that what we're saying here?
One
I'm
game.
Not saying that.
That's the
it's
difference.
It's one game.
That's the difference.
I'm on coin side. Flip. It's a bad officials call.
I don't know. I just think 9-7's like a mediocre record, and a 10-6 is a good season.
I consider 9-7 a good season. Always have.
Well, that's the standard.
That's my perspective.
That the Lions have set for you.
I mean, double digit win, 10 wins. That seems like a big deal. A 13 win season? Forget it. That's like off the charts.
Maybe over two seasons.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, fact.
It's a nice little two-year run for you.
That's a great two-year run if we get 13 wins.
6-10, followed up by 7-9.
That's improvement.
Fine.
We're trending in the right direction.
I'll take it.
Okay. All right.
I will find out how many divisions you've won. I mean,
you still looking for that?
Yeah.
Chris is much faster. I'm going to let him do it.
I'm on Wiki.
He'll have it when we come back. Sheeman and Shepherd and Southwest Florida Sports Leader, 99.3 ESPN.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Cruising through a hump day Wednesday afternoon. By the way, Chris looked it up. The Lions last won a division title in 93.
It was 1993. And you
25
lost.
Years.
That was a
quarter of a century.
And heartbreak loss as Brett Favre hit a Sterling Sharp with an 88-yard touchdown pass. 55 seconds left to end your... You guys why? Probably could have gone to the Super Bowl that year.
Why are you peeling the scab off?
Well, for our listeners need to know what happened
in that
game.
25 years.
Scab's still there.
Feels like
that's a scar at this point,
scars
right?
Scars don't like go yesterday. Away. Hurts.
But the good news that came out of that team, though, was safety Willie Clay, who
here
went
we
on
go.
To star for
let's
the Patriots.
Let's bring it back to the Patriots.
Let's star for the Patriots.
Good Lord.
A couple years later.
25 years, he can still bring it back to the Patriots. Unbelievable.
He was a good player.
Yeah.
For those
fantastic.
Three or four years he played for them, yeah.
So a lot has been made of the Steelers-Chargers game this past weekend, and a lot of bad officiating, interesting game, Steelers choking. Speaking of Steelers choking, Steelers fan choking a pregnant Chargers fan at the game.
We got, saw that. It's so ridiculous.
It is. So a Steelers fan was caught in some stunning videos and photos choking a pregnant Los Angeles Chargers supporter during Sunday's game at Heinz Field. The altercation appears to begin with a man in a suit emblazoned with the Chargers logo fighting a man dressed in blue jeans and wearing a black jacket. At one point, a woman in a Chargers jersey who is reportedly pregnant steps in the middle of the fracas. That's a good word, fracas.
Mm-hmm.
As she
fracas.
Seriously?
Get both. Fracas.
No, fracas.
Fracas.
I say fracas.
I think you're wrong.
Somebody has the right answer. It's 239-3370-ESPN.
Don't spell it on the text line.
As that's not going to do us any good. As she intervenes, the Steelers fan in the black jacket, who has not been identified, is seen grabbing her throat. Come on.
I saw this video.
Is she
so
like,
disgusting.
Does she look she look pregnant?
First of all, she's a chick, and
no, I
he
gotcha.
Shouldn't be putting her hands
I gotcha.
On her.
No,
to
I hear
with.
You on that, but does she look pregnant?
I can't tell. I didn't see the video. I just read the story. And she's probably wearing a jacket, so I don't know. But again, woman, dude, his hands on her throat. That's
no bad look.
So
I got that. Yes,
it's it's just crazy.
But it's crazy at these games now. Just just fans yelling, fighting. It's unsafe. It's crazy.
Well, proving once again that my voice can be heard throughout the SEC. What we talked about earlier today, Barry Odom, Missouri head coach, just got an extension moments ago that keeps him there through 2024. He gets a $600,000 a year salary increase, and now he's making $3.05 million annually.
And now he's got a quarterback.
And he's got a quarterback.
That's why.
He had a quarterback.
Oh, yeah, Drew Lock. Yeah, they went 8-4.
Well, Kelly, what's his face? Just transferred
Kelly
there.
Kelly Bryant, right? Yeah.
Kelly Bryant just transferred from Clemson.
Kelly Bryant's not as good as Drew Lock.
No.
But Kelly Bryant may be as good as Drew Lock under that system because they chucked the ball all over the place under him. But Drew Lock had a couple of clunkers this year, which you would not have thought. I would have thought he would be up there in the Heisman Trophy.
Not against the Gators.
He was in the preseason Heisman hype.
Yeah.
Two people on the text line saying Chris is right.
Chris is right. Fracas.
The fracas.
Not a fracas.
You describe the fracas?
I don't know.
It's like ruckus.
Ruckus and a fracas. What's the difference between a fracas and a ruckus?
Nothing.
Same thing?
Yeah. It's a lot of noise, a lot of minutia, a lot of...
Speaking of minutia, 606 has both pronunciations are correct, and Craig is also right.
That's
yeah,
what I
but
said.
I have a problem with that, because if you say tomato,
nobody
you're
says,
wrong.
But nobody says tomato.
Yes,
that is a stupid thing.
You're wrong.
Nobody
British.
Says...
Everybody in Europe says tomato.
Okay, that's because they have a British accent. They're saying tomato. They're just saying it with their stupid accent.
Why is it stupid?
Because
it's tomato.
Because it doesn't sound the way
it's
you want
tomato.
It to sound.
It's a tomato. It's a potato. A tomato.
When did you become the pronunciation experts? Of
just
what,
now.
2 seconds ago.
How it should be pronounced.
Right now when I told you it was a ruckus or a fracas, not a fracas.
You were wrong. It could be pronounced both ways.
No.
Nobody,
yes.
Nobody in America says tomato. Nobody.
Nobody.
I do on purpose.
Well, you're doing your stuffy British accent on top of your New England accent.
Exactly.
So it really gets lost. It,
totally.
All sorts of
whatever
England's
I do to aggravate you.
Going to eat a tomato at the harbor.
Yeah, that's what they do. Can you come up with something else? It's like pocket card, harbor yacht. You know, come up with something, another word besides harbor. I'll think of one
Cheetah,
for you.
Nomar.
All right, Nomar's acceptable. I told you, he yelled at that girl once at the club. He was with me in the club. He yelled at some girl who yelled, Nomar. He goes, my name's not Nomar. My name's Nomar.
Nomar.
Yeah,
hey,
like, bleep
Chris,
you.
Chris, a little sidebar. I know it's like three times today the hotline has rung and you answered it behind the scenes and then hung up. Oh, is something serious going on?
Like, no.
Nobody from corporate calling down the hotline during the show or anything like that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, somebody's just got the wrong number.
Three times today?
Yeah.
Is it the same guy?
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, this is bad. I just found out about the XFL. What good is it? Oliver Luck, Andrew's dad, who's the commissioner of the XFL.
Sure.
Tampa Bay, by the way, is going to be playing at Raymond James. They announced that officially. The XFL is going to test for PEDs.
Well, yeah, that makes
sense.
No, that makes sense because they also were on the record saying that they are not going to hire anybody with any police record either. They just want to be squeaky clean.
What's the difference between a police record? Cares about PEDs?
They want to be a clean league.
Impossible.
Besides, if you use human growth hormone, you can't be detected. If you're stupid and you get caught.
XFL, come on, Commissioner Luck.
I have no problem with it.
I have a big problem with it.
Why,
it's not the same.
You want roided up Captain America's out there?
It's their bodies. It's their life.
You want a bunch of Hulks?
Don't care. Yes.
Okay.
I want to see hitting again.
All right. Well, then you have to go to that other league, the American Allegiance or whatever.
But they won't test for steroids or PEDs.
Oh, good. Let it rip. I can never get that other league's name right. Allegiance of America something.
Football. You had it.
Did I get it right?
The Allegiance of American Football.
Allegiance of American Football. Okay.
Or the Alliance. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, why would you test in the XFL where everything used to be legal? Everything.
They want a different image this time.
What image? You don't want the NFL image. You want good, hard-hitting football.
They want a bunch of nice do-gooders who play hard football. They don't want it. They want to juxtapose themselves to the NFL with a bunch of players that get arrested and knock girls down in hotel lobbies.
That's a big difference. I can understand not having any kind of domestic abuse or girlfriend hitting any of that stuff. That's not the same thing.
Now, the 606 brings up a good point. I mean, Vince McMahon, who's in charge of the XFL, comes from WWE, where they're all roided up.
Of course they are. The Dynamite Kid passed away, I guess, too. I forget who that was.
I don't know who that is.
But he's dead.
Died at 60 or something like that?
Yeah.
Sandy and Benita has a Pete Shepherd update for us. Sandy, welcome. How are you?
Hi, Sandy.
I want to talk to Pete.
Go ahead. The floor is yours. I'll get out of the way.
How are you, young lady?
Are you Pete?
I am. I think. Yes, I am.
Oh, Pete, we miss you terribly.
You miss me terribly? Oh, in New England?
From Boston, and I heard you all the time with the big show with the video.
Yep, well, thank you very much. Well, now I'm down here. You down here in Florida?
And I love your voice. It brings me back to the old days. I love you, Pete.
I love you too, Sandy.
Love you.
That's great. Are you down here in Florida?
I'm down here in Florida for a week.
Well,
I just happened to hear your name, and you are the greatest broadcaster in Boston. You are great. You were great with the big O.
Thanks, Sandy. I appreciate it. Well, you can listen all the time, and you can, you know, when you're back in New England, you can listen on the app, too. So we have a great show down here. Craig and Chris are great, having a wonderful time, and thank you so much for the all the compliments. You're a doll.
Sorry. She was lingering.
I thought she was done.
She was lingering.
That was a very nice call, by the way,
nice
Pete Shepherd. That should make you feel good at the end of the day.
It does. It does.
Florida.
Sandy, I'm not responsible for my colleague.
Sorry, Sandy.
Cutting you off.
She's just down here for a week vacationing.
But thanks, Sandy.
She's thawing
Thank you
out
very
from
much.
Being by the chilly harbor.
If any of my fans want to call in.
Yeah, we can give them the hotline
now. Issue what, arrest warrants?
Chris's fans.
But your Uber driver's going to call in, lining up for your services.
At least he didn't get in trouble with Uber. He got that right,
yeah.
Unlike some quarterbacks in the NFL. It's all good.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That was nice. Sandy, you
probably made your day. It's a very nice call.
Yeah, very nice, yeah.
All right, 239-337 ESPN, 239-337.
Were you talking to me?
No.
I'm talking about you.
Oh.
Am I taking this call or are you taking this call?
No, I want to bet with a Bills fan. He's on the phone right now.
Oh, yeah?
Wait a second. Oh, that's right.
It's a sandwich bet.
Put him on the air. I want to hear this.
Yeah. All right, hold on.
That's good that he called in.
Was it his name Andrew? I can't remember. Somebody. All right, let's do this. So Andrew won the bet. No, yeah. You won the bet with Andrew?
No,
Andrew.
I won the bet.
All right, just straight up, right?
Andrew, you're always shooting
it by half a point.
Yep, you guys, it was straight up for points, and hey, he dropped it at the end. What are you going to do?
Yeah, I thought your quarterback, all I ever hear about Josh Allen is he's got the strongest arm in the league, and then he whipped that last throw.
Yeah, the ball was there, though. Should have been caught.
It should have been caught, and man, he was rolling left, throwing back across his body all the way to the right of field. That's a tough throw.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
It was tough, and it was there.
Andrew, you're
Tannehill
right.
Could have made it.
The ball should have been, should have been caught. Jameis would have. Jameis would have hit somebody in the back.
Tannehill couldn't make it with a jugs machine. That's
pretty good. Well, it still doesn't. Jameis's Hail Mary, whatever that was against the Patriots last year on that Thursday night, is still the worst one yet. When he hit Brayton in the back. He hit Brayton in the back.
I thought that was the Giants. Was that the Patriots?
That was the Patriots on the Thursday
night.
Well,
Andrew, I like any sandwich as long as it doesn't have pickles on it.
Load it up with pickles.
Load it up, a pickle sandwich.
Load it up.
Any sandwich as long as it doesn't have pickles.
Yep, anything.
Yeah. All right, fair enough, guys.
And, and Chris likes them big, so get one that beats three.
Yeah, we're all in this together. One for all and all for sandwiches.
No, sure. No. One you guys don't get to piggyback on the success of me.
So this makes two sandwiches for you. I have to update the board. The sandwich is one. I'm still at
but
three.
But it's not a bet amongst us, so I don't know if I get to go on the board.
No, you get to go on the board.
It's like when we keep track of the arrests during the offseason. It's like when a player's been dismissed already, I don't think we count it.
No, I'll put it on the board. We'll allow it. It's the sandwich so bet. We'll allow it. I got three sandwiches, one.
I'm the only one that hasn't won any food.
Finally, Craig's got zero. And Chris now has two sandwiches.
Yeah, you're great on pigskin picks, but when it comes to the sandwich game, pretty weak.
Yeah, no doubt. By the way, I'm on fire in the pigskin picks. A Sheeman and Shepherd record 14 games above 500. It's never been done before on this show.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What you got? Brought to you by our good friends at Duncan Diamonds, Southwest Florida's engagement ring specialist. Visit duncansdiamonds.com to find the location nearest you. On this date in history, December 5th, 2008, 10 years ago today, O.J. Simpson was sentenced to 33 years in prison for kidnapping and armed robbery. He was released in October of 2017, just a little more than a year ago, after serving 9 years.
It was his memorabilia.
It was his.
That he gave up and sold.
He wanted it back. And some thought it was poetic justice since he got off on the, double murder. Didn't have to go to jail for that. Anyway, 10 years ago today. Pete Shepard, what you got?
Well, Kareem Hunt and Reuben Foster, listen up, because a certain NFL player is handing down advice on how to get through the lengthy suspension you're about to face. One, Ezekiel Elliott, has said, quote, just focus on your day-to-day life, making sure you're winning the next day, because when you start looking down the road, you kind of get bogged down. Of course, Elliott has already walked a mile, and Hunt and Foster's shoes have been being accused of domestic violence, getting slapped with a subsequent suspension. In Zeke's case, Cowboy superstar was never arrested or charged, popped for 6 games, and often spoke about how difficult it was to get through the month and a half absence. So his message for Hunt and Foster this week was simple. Focus on day-to-day, doing better day-to-day, and things are going to work themselves out. Well, that makes me feel better.
Ah, warm and fuzzy.
Oh, yeah.
Good advice. Chris, what you got?
I got Columbia, the apparel, the brand.
Okay. All right.
They They come out with a new winter jacket.
Yeah.
It's a Star Wars jacket.
Oh. Like a Han Solo?
They call it TIE Fighters.
Oh, TIE Fighters, yeah.
Like
TIE Fighters.
So like what they wore on the snow planet.
Yeah.
Like a toboggan?
Doth?
It's a toboggan.
Okay. Yeah.
It is absolutely a toboggan, yes.
Okay.
No, not a toboggan.
Hoth was
a paka.
Paca.
Yeah, it's got the...
With the hood.
The hood with the fur on it, right? That's a paca.
Yeah, it was a Hoth system, I believe.
But anyway, so they're coming out with it. Star Wars. Must keep you really, really warm. Because it's $500.
Ooh.
For a jacket.
Does it look good?
Yeah, it looks pretty sharp.
Is it okay to look good but not be warm? Like, like you wear a leather
it's
jacket
Gore-Tex.
Sometimes.
No, I think this keeps you warm. It's Columbia. They make good brands.
So it looks good and keeps you warm. It might be worth $500 if you live down by the harbor.
Also, real quick, ESPN doing a documentary on Tiger's comeback called Return of the Roar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but that's cool.
Yeah.
When's it air?
I don't know. I just saw it pop up on Twitter, I think, today.
All right.
Yep.
It sounds good.
And it was such a busy show that I didn't have time to get it today.
We got the All-Star football game.
Yeah,
too.
The Rotary... high school football all-star game tonight.
D1 prospects in that game.
6:30 coverage, 7 o'clock kick.
All right. So we get a half hour of Spain and Fitz or Will Kane.
Or Will Kane.
By what's going. How come
Well, that was my fault yesterday. We did air basketball. I just forgot.
Well, okay. So basketball, if they got a play-by-play event, did they ask Will Kane to hang around?
Well, when they got a play-by-play that starts at 6:30, instead of bringing Jason and Sarah in for a half-hour show, they just tell Will to go an extra half hour.
Yeah.
That's how it's done.
Stretch it out. Go the distance. So we don't know who's on tonight. Or is it back to Sarah and Fitz tonight? Because there's no...
Yeah, I don't really know.
We have high school play-by-play. ESPN doesn't have any national. So I'd expect Spain and Fitz to be on tonight. What their lead story... This will be a nice little deal. I have no idea what their lead story is because I don't even know what our lead story was for 4 hours.
I'm going to say KD.
Kevin Durant?
Yeah, that's what I think their lead story will be. Yeah.
I might say I'm going to keep that they go with the Packers again. I think this Jim Harbaugh thing might have some legs to it.
But they didn't do a show yesterday, so do they go back and get their Urban Meyer take in?
Probably. They could probably do that too.
Ooh.
But I'm going to go with Packers. I'm going to go with the whole Packers situation.
I'm going with KD, crime on crime versus LeBron.
Right, then I'll go Urban Meyer.
Phil been firing that Ross today. Not Ross. Was it Ross? Yeah.
All right.
Moss today.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah.
All right, that'll do it, people. Everybody have a good Wednesday night. Talk to you tomorrow. For Chris, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman, and I'm awesome. Have a good night. God bless America.